Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Prophetic Experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabert, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Recording started.
Top of the day to you. I personally want to welcome you today to another time of prayer and a time of intercession as we embellish the season that we're in and prepare ourselves to launch into greatness. This is a time for the men and the women of God who know that the hand of God is on your life to prepare to rise to the occasion. And as you rise to the occasion, you know that the hand of God is upon you and great things are about to unveil for your life right now. The word of God said in the book of Isaiah 65:24, he said, when we call upon your name, on 65:24, he have already heard us before we prayed. And while we're yet waiting, he has already responded. God is moving so quickly over so many of our lives to drive us into opportunity that was not allowed. God is driving us into opportunity that we have never experienced, and he's allowing us to have the desires of our heart. We just have to stay in that place of God. And as we stand in that place of God, we're soaring into the greatness of God and the things that the Lord has prepared for us. Every event in the earth web has been prepared from God on our behalf. And we as believers must know that what's here now will not compare to what's going to become or what the Lord has for us. Our future is greater than our past. Haggai 2:9 says, the glory of the latter house is greater than that of the former. On last night, we had a powerful worship experience. I told the church after our service had ended, I said, we're going to go into a powerful worship experience. We call it our after set. And this is week three, that God has just blessed us to go into a worship experience and just enjoy his presence and let his glory be personified in our lives. And as we allow God to move, God is looking for men and women of God that are not afraid to worship him, not afraid to praise him, not afraid to give him the glory and the honor. So whatever you're doing now, take this time to bless God, to worship God, to praise God, to give him all in your all, that his perfect will shall be done. As our intercessors and our prayer warriors are standing on the power and the word of God, watch what the Lord is getting ready to do for most of us in this season of our life. He has everything laid out for you that you may walk into it with such grace. He's allowed us to walk into things with such grace on our life, the grace of God on our life, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit. He's allowed us to embellish all of these great things for our life, that we may be that conduit in the earth, man. We get ready to go into a time of prayer. Setting your heart as a flint. Prepare your mind with strategy. Engaging God in a powerful conversation and watch what he do or watch what he's going to do on your behalf for this hour of your life. God's mighty hand is upon you and we're standing on the word of God and watching victory emerge from this place. We're getting ready to go into a powerful time of prayer. God bless you in my prayer for you on today.
Glory, 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 hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. I'm coming to you out of Joel, chapter 3, 9 down in the contemporary version. Say to the nations, get ready for war. Be eager to fight. Line up for battle and prepare to attack. Make swords out of plows and spears out of the garden tools. Strengthen every weakling. Hurry up, all you nations. Come quickly. Ask the Lord to bring his warriors along. You must come now to Judgment Valley, where the Lord will judge the surrounding nations. They are a field of ripe crops. Bring in the harvest. They are grapes piled high. Start trampling them now. If our enemies' sins were wine, every jar would overflow. Proud steel decision valleys. The judgment day of the Lord will soon be here. No light from the sun or moon, and stars no longer shine from the heart of Jerusalem. The Lord roars like a lion, shaking the earth and sky. Hallelujah. I, the Lord, live on Mount Zion. I will punish the guilty and defend the innocent. But the Lord is our fortress, a place of safety for his people, Israel. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart to be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. In the name of Jesus, Father, right out the gate, we repent. Hallelujah, for our sins of omission. We missed you, Lord. We missed you. Glory be to God in the situation we handled wrongly, Father God. Forgive us, Father. Hallelujah. The time so that we can get it right, especially, Father God, if it affected our testimony, hallelujah, to the lost. The effect to the lost have been dwindling, trying to figure out, is this the place? Is this the God I want to serve? We ask you to forgive us for anywhere we fell short to cause those thoughts to go forward. In Romans 14 and 16, in the name of Jesus, you said, let not our good be evil spoken of. In the name of Jesus, not let one of our actions of good be evil spoken of. We know there's no one good but you, Father. So as we walk in this light, we ask you to just lead us and guide us, hallelujah, when we fall short of your glory, Father God, because we don't mean to cause anyone to not come, hallelujah, not come and experience joy, Father, in the name of Jesus, in the spirit, hallelujah, where we have lost it, Father God, where we, even in the sense of commission, glory be to God, cause us to provide things in an honest, Father God, cause us to be honest, Father God, in the sight of men and you. And glory be to God, you are first in everything, Father God. Cause us to be honest in your sight, in the sight of men, when the doors are open and when the doors are closed, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for being self-controlled in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Pure managers of our households, Father God, in the name of Jesus, of our ministries, Father God, that you have, Father God, in the name of Jesus, not to react but to respond. Glory be to God, Jehovah Jireh. Wide is the path and narrow is the way. Glory be to God. Loose the loins of kings in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Command that your 211 gates be opened. Hallelujah. Go before us and make the crooked places straight, Father. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare every resource necessary for us to fulfill your original plan and purposes come to us, Father God, without delay. Let us fulfill what you have called us to do. Hallelujah. You see us, Father God. You see us greater and bigger than we see ourselves, Father God. Let us line up. Let us line up in the name of Jesus to the way that you would have us to walk, talk, conduct ourselves, Father God. Any negative words, hallelujah, that we have spoken out of content, Father God, that could have caused a hindrance to the plans that you have for us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you denounce and call out with our own voices, Father God, into the atmosphere. We denounce every negative word that we have spoken that could cause us any setbacks, Father God. We denounce that, Father God. We give no room to the devil, hallelujah. We decree and declare our set time of favor will not be frustrated. Glory be to God, Father. Hallelujah. My God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We pray for our children on today, Father. Give them a voice to express themselves when they are secretly being abused in the homes, Father God, being bullied at school, glory. They're being bullied at school, hallelujah. Playgrounds, Father God, give them a voice so they will stop cutting themselves. We come against the spirit of cutting. In the name of Jesus, stop cutting themselves as a form of expression. In the name of Jesus, get the right voice in their ear, Father God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, to give them that relief, a way to express themselves. We decree and declare all kidnappers and sex traffickers, hallelujah, be exposed. Caught right in the act, hallelujah. For 38:12, Psalms 38:12 tells us, glory be to God, to expose those who seek their lives and lay snares, those who seek to injure them, glory be to God, in the name of Jesus. In Yeshua, hallelujah, authority, in Yeshua's name, we come against, hallelujah, the spirit of Herod. The mischievous spirit lurking and seeking to injure and threaten our children, even the adults that have been snatched. Glory out of the last local shut out of the last to get children, teenagers, adults that have been snatched. Call the body parts back to them after they have been discovered, Father God, and they're in such a stressful place they can't think or how even to conduct themselves. Hallelujah. The vicious actions because of the things that have happened to them. Hallelujah. We call back your body parts, Father God. Give them healing, Father God. Begin the healing process, Father, in the name of Jesus. Put them in the right hands, Father, in the name of Jesus, to cause healing, to line their minds up, glory be to God, to walk, hallelujah, to talk, to be understood, to be loved, genuinely loved, glory be to God. Love them back to wellness, in the name of Jesus, glory be to God. We pray for our children. We pray for the teenagers. We pray for adults that have been kidnapped in such a terrible way, Father. In the name of Jesus, glory be to God. And Father, we pray for our nation today. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He said, if my people will humble themselves and pray, he will heal the land. Glory out of the basota. Send help, Father God. Send help, Father God. We pray for our nation right here in our neighborhoods, in our regions, Father God, right here in the United States, hallelujah, where there's shooting, senseless shootings going on, Father God, and anger. Oh, God, you said be angry and sin not. Glory be to God. Fear. Perfect love casts out all fear. We pray, Father God, right here, where we live, Father God, right behind our doors, where there's abuse, hallelujah, wives being abused, husbands being abused, children being abused, glory be to God, Lord, where we feel that it's a safe place, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Bad man is corrupt good man, bad company corrupts good manners, Lord. So whatever is causing the abuse, hallelujah, for that person to be abusive, Lord, that anger, that confusion, you are the God of peace, hallelujah, not confusion, in the name of Jesus. So we pray for that to be healed, homes to be healed, Father God, homes to be healed. Glory out of the basokoshendara. We come against that spirit of confusion. Yes, Father, you are not the author of confusion, but of love and a sound mind. Yes, Holy Spirit, I thank you for remembrance. Glory out of the basokoshendara. We decree and declare that every controllable thought be captured and brought down in the name of Jesus. Calm it, Lord. Eradicate it in the name of Jesus, Father God. Now we pray for our president, Father God, and the members of Congress, glory be to God. If laws, statutes, codifications, bills, and charters, they be changed in our favor in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over those who make decisions for your people, Father, in the name of Jesus. We pray for those in authority overseas. Expose the spirit of greed What does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? So we pray for those who are in authority of those overseas who have lost lives due to this senseless war, Father. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus from the crown of everyone's head to the soles of their feet, Father God. Cause, hallelujah, those in authority to calm themselves, Father. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus that you strike them right where they're at and cause them to sit down. Hallelujah. Shake them. Shake the very foundation, Father God, of the rulers of these people in authority. In the name of Jesus, cause them to bow down to the power of you, Jesus Christ. We put a halt to all disturbing and destructive measures. Hallelujah. For such reason, whether you made manifest, Lord, that you would destroy the works of the enemy. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, cause the walls to come down. In the name of Jesus, we plead your blood today, Father God, for everything you're doing, everything you have yet to do in our lives, Father. We pray for favor, hallelujah, only the kind of favor that you can give us, uncommon favor that you have for us, Father God. We call it so right now in the name of Jesus. We call that every wicked gate be lifted in the name of Jesus so that your people can come through, hallelujah, shining in the way that you would have us to be. In the way that you would have us to do, Father God, in the name of Jesus, every work that you call for us to accomplish, Father God, we war for the releasing of our finances on today and every resource that belongs to us. Everything prepared for us before the foundation of the world, Father. We call it so. Hallelujah. In these things we pray. Hallelujah. I'm at work, so I'm going to ask for one of our frontline chauffeurs to blow. Prophetess Tina, can you blow the sound of victory on our behalf? You know,
Amen.
Thank you. The sound of victory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Bless you. Thank you, woman of God, for your sound, for your release.
Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Father. We bless you, Father God. We thank you and we praise you on today. Father God, glory, hallelujah. We come thanking you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, for all that you've done, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. All that you're doing, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, for your tender mercies, oh, God, and your loving kindness in our lives, Father God. We thank you, God, that you're mindful of us. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and mindful of the things that concern us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, that you're able to cast, we're able to cast all our cares upon you. Oh, God, because you care, because you love us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And, Father God, hallelujah, I thank you, God, hallelujah, for this new day that you have made, and we are rejoicing, and we are glad in it, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, even for another time to come on the line, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, and bombard heaven with our praises, oh, God, and the petitions for the people, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, that you're moving right now, Father God, by your spirit, Father God, for each and every person under the sound of my voice, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, for you know what they need, oh, God, and the things they have need of, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and even as you sit high and look low, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, there's nothing too hard for you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, what's impossible with man, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, is possible with you, Father God. So we thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, that you are the God of possibilities, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, your hand is not slack to bless your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. So I thank you, God, for blessings coming upon your people today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Even for the prayers that have gone up thus far, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. I thank you, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah, for Evangelist TV on today. I thank you, God, that you're pouring back into her all that she poured out. Father God, glory to your name, Father God. I thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, that you're blessing her as she come and as she go, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God, that you're blessing the work of her hand, Father God. I thank you, God, that you're blessing her family, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. I thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, that you're blessing her by your riches and glory in Christ Jesus, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. And I thank you, God, for the sound of the shofar, Father God, for the sound of victory on today, Father God. And we bless, Father God, Prophetess Tina on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And thank God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that even as she blew out the sound, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that you're expanding her lung capacity, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory, hallelujah, you're strengthening her right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, you're pouring back into her, oh God, what she blew out, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And you're taking her sound higher and higher, Father God. You're making her sound more profound on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, oh God. And I give you praise and I give you glory for you meeting every one of her needs by your riches and glory in Christ Jesus, oh God. For you are worthy and you are able, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. And, Father God, I thank you for Dr. LaRon Matthews on today. Father God, I thank you, God, for you strengthening him. Father God, I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, for you pouring back into him, Father God, all that he has poured out, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and I thank you, God, that even as you empty him out, Father God, you're filling him back up. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, I thank you, God, that your blessing is coming and is going, Father God. I thank you, God, that your blessing is food and is water, Father God. I thank you, God, that every feet, where his feet tread is blessed, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that you're pouring down. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah, right now in this very divine moment in time, Father God. Even new wisdom from on high, Father God. New revelations, Father God. New knowledge, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that you're even unlocking new codes, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. And new mysteries unto him, Father God, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, I thank you, God, for you strengthening them, Father God, glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah, for how you watch over them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, for how you have the angelic host around and around them, Father God. And even when he go to and fro, Father God, that they are his escorts, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, for all that you're doing for him, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, that you keep pouring into him, Father God, and he keep pouring it out, Father God, that you keep pouring back into him, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God, for you showing him how to go in and about and around your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, I thank you for the open doors for him, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you for those great effectual doors. Yes, God. Hallelujah, that are opening up to him in this hour, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I thank you that he is your set man for this hour, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I give you praise. I give you glory. I give you honor, oh, God, for you using them mightily, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, even like never before, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and just continue to bless them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Continue to bless his family and cover and watch over them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. His parents and his children and grandchildren, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. His nieces and nephews, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Aunties and uncles, cousins, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Every relative, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, meet him at the point of need even now, Father God. In this very hour, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and we're thanking you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Even for Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Cover each and every person, Father God, each and every leader, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Even, oh, God, the lay people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Each and every person in their prospective places, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Cover those, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. That are the covenant partners, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Cover right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. The virtual members, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, cover right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Each and every person under the sound of my voice that is connected to this line, Father God. All your leaders all over the world, Father God, in the different regions, Father God. Cover them and keep them, Father God. Keep their families, Father God. Keep their ministries, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, I just give you praise. I give you glory. I give you honor, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Cover LaRon Matthews Ministries, Father God, and the staff, Father God. Rita Bryant, Father God, and Administrator Rita Bryant. Cover her and keep her and her family, Father God. cover and keep the others, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we just giving you glory on today, and we giving you praise, and we thanking you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah, for being our battle axe, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. Glory to your name, Father God, for being our refuge, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah, for being that present help in the time of trouble, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, we're giving you praise and giving you glory and honor today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And Father God, hallelujah. Oh God, I release your love over your people today. Oh God, glory, hallelujah. As we stand on your word in 1 Peter 4:8, Father God, where it says, above all, keep loving one another earnestly, Father God. This love covers a multitude of sins, Father God. And we just thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, for your love, Father God. Help us to walk in your love, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, even in difficult situations, Father God. Help us to walk in your love, Father God. Even when people, oh God, are difficult, Father God. Help us to walk in your love, Father God. Help us to see people, Father God, how you see them, Father God. Help us to look at people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, through your lenses, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, oh God, because everything and everyone, Father God, glory, hallelujah, you love, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, to help us to have the true love of you in our hearts, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, for your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, I thank you, God. Hallelujah. And Father God, hallelujah, I release the hope over your people today. Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, and I stand on your word in Romans 15:13, Father God, and I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, for it says, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace and believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you abound in hope. Oh God, so Father God, hallelujah, don't let our hope be deferred. Father God, glory, hallelujah, hope. Help us to keep hoping, Father God, no matter what we see, oh God, with our natural eyes, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, help us to keep hoping, Father God, and believing. Oh God, hallelujah. Oh God, that you're going to do exactly what you said in our lives, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, that you're going to bring us out, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, when the devil, oh God, glory, hallelujah, tries to lock us in, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, when the devil, oh God, glory, hallelujah, tries to, oh God, glory, hallelujah, come at us every which way, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, and the arrows are flying, oh God. Glory, hallelujah, and the darts, oh God, hallelujah, are flying, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Let us stand in your hope, Father God, and let us stand believing you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. We just want to give you praise on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, even as we release the peace over the people today, Father God. Standing on your word in John 16:33, Father God, hallelujah, we says, I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, oh God. Glory, hallelujah, but take heart. Hallelujah, because I have overcome the world, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. So, Father God, hallelujah, let that peace, oh God, of your peace fall on us, Father God, right now, Father God, no matter what we might be dealing with, Father God, let your peace, oh God, fall on us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah, let us be wrapped around us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, let it continue to flow like a never-ending river, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, we give you praise and we give you glory on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And Father God, hallelujah, I release your victory, Father God, over the people today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. As we stand on Romans 8:37, oh God, that states, knowing all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who is us, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah, I thank you that we got the victory, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, because of our brother Yahshua HaMashiach, oh God, glory, hallelujah, he went, oh God, hallelujah, to the old rugged cross, oh God, many years ago, Father God, and he got us the victory, Father God, through everything we're facing, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah, we are victorious in it, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I give you praise, oh God, and I thank you. I thank you, I thank you, I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, for restoring right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, restoration to your people, Father God. So I loosen up in the atmosphere right now, Father God, even as I stand on your word in 1 Peter 5:10, that says, and after you have suffered, hallelujah, a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ Jesus, will himself restore, confirm, establish you. Oh God, glory, hallelujah. So I thank you, God, for restoration, oh God, to your people, Father. from everything that the enemy has stolen, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Restoration to the health, Father God. Restoration to the mind, Father God. Restoration to the finances, Father God. Restoration to the family, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Restore, restore, restore right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. And Father God, hallelujah, I loose and speak life over the people today, Father God, as I stand on your word in John 6 and 35, oh God, where Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, so I speak life and life more abundantly, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, as we yield ourselves to you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, I speak in the atmosphere, live, 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 live. Live, 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 live in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. And Father God, hallelujah, I release your joy over the people today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Yes, joy in the place of sorrow, Father God. As I stand on your word in John 15 and 11, oh God, to say these things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be full. Oh God, so we release joy right now over your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, I thank you, God, that your joy, oh God, is turning the situations around right now. Oh God, glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God, that someone, oh God, who has a head hanging down, Father God, on today, Father God, is experiencing joy right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Someone, oh God, glory, hallelujah, that was feeling sad, Father God, and alone, Father God, is experiencing your joy right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And I just want to praise you, God. I want to give you the honor, Father God, glory, hallelujah, for what you're doing right now for your people, Father God, for how you're shifting the atmosphere for them right now, Father God, for how you're turning it around right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. I don't care what the situation is. I don't care what the circumstances. I thank you, God, that you're shifting and turning it right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. I thank you, God, that they that came on the line today, Father God, will not go off the same, Father God, glory, hallelujah, because you're turning it around. 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 It is turned in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And I just want to give you glory and honor, oh God, hallelujah, hallelujah, for your people today, Father God, glory, hallelujah. I give you glory and honor, Father God, for what you're doing right now, oh God. And Father God, we send your word to the homeless today, Father God. We thank you, God, that you're bringing them out. Oh, God, from outdoors, Father God, you're giving them places to dwell in, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Homes of their own, Father God. Permanent residency, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, for I hear the phone ringing, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Somebody's getting that call, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that they can come get their place, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, they can come get their home, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God, somebody, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, their mortgage just got approved, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. I thank you for that mortgage that just got approved, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you. Oh, God, I give you praise, oh, God, that you are worthy and you are able, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. And I thank you, God, hallelujah, and send your word to the hungry on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, that you're feeding them right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Someone, oh, God, went to bed hungry last night, Father God, but you're feeding them right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Someone just blessed someone with a meal right now, Father God. Someone just paid for groceries right now, Father God. And I thank you, God, for you blessing that one, oh, God, that was hungry, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. For you are worthy and you are able, God. Hallelujah. You are the able God. You are the merciful master. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. And I thank you, God. I thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, God, for you touching right now. Oh, God, that one that is sick, those ones that are afflicted in the body, Father God. I thank you, God, for touching my body, Father God. And I thank you, God, that the healing balm of Gilead is being released right now, because surely it is balm in Gilead still, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. So I thank you, God, that is running. Oh, God, hallelujah. From the top of our heads to the bottom of our feet, the healing is running, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. From the top of our head to the bottom of our feet, Father God. I thank you, God, that is touching the organs on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And, oh, God, hallelujah, that damaged liver is being repaired right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. I thank you, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, that heart, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that was skipping the beat, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, is being stabilized right now, Father God. You're opening up those heart valves, Father God, glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that the blood is pumping, oh, God, through the heart, how you designed it to pump. Father God, we cancel that congestive heart failure in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We cancel those heart attacks, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. I thank you that the balm is unclogging the arteries right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. I thank you, God, hallelujah, for healing of the heart, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, that one with the pacemaker, oh, God, will no longer need it, Father God, because the balm is healing them now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, that those stents, Father God, you're removing them now, oh, God, because the balm is healing right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory to your name, Father God. Now touch right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Respiratory tract, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. The breathing. Get in the breathing, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And we cast out right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Pneumonia, Father God. We command pneumonia to rise up off your people and take its rightful place in the pit of hell right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, pneumonia, we put you on notice. You got to go back to the pit of hell right now in the mighty name of Jesus. You got to loose God's people right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, I thank you, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, for that fluid was just expelled into the pit of hell out of those lungs right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, that you're touching those kidneys right now, Father God. I thank you that the balm is flowing upon those kidneys, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and that one getting that dialysis, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that you're healing those kidneys right now, Father God, and they will not have to do dialysis anymore, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, because you just restored the right kidney, Father God, and now you just restored the left kidney, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. You are worthy, oh, God. Hallelujah, for you are our healer, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, and I thank you that your healing hand is touching your people right now, Father God. Touch right now that muscular system, Father God. Go in, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and relax those muscles right now, Father God. Touch those nerves, Father God. Relax those spasms in the nerve right now, Father God. Repair the nerve, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Repair the disc, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Touch that cervical spine, Father God, and then let the balm flow all the way down to the lower spine, that lower back, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you, God. Hallelujah, that you're regenerating, oh, God, those nerves right now, Father God. Let the balm flow down to the leg, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and heal right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. That stiffness, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, in the joints and the legs, Father God, and the knees, Father God. I thank you, God, that you're lifting it up off your people right now, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, those toes and those ankles, Father God. Glory to your name. I thank you that the swelling, oh, God, and the edema is going down in those ankles, Father God. Touch that right ankle right now. Touch that left ankle right now. Touch that right leg. Touch that left leg, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, I give you praise. I give you glory, Father God, for you doing it right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Whoa, you are an awesome wonder, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and nothing too hard for you. You're able, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. You are the God, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, of impeccable timing, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you somebody's getting their healing right now. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, even in their eyes, Father God. You're touching their eyes right now. Oh, God, those dry eyes have got to go right now to the pit of hell. Oh, God, that glaucoma has got to go right now to the pit of hell. Yes, hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you, God. Those cataracts are dissolving right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that you're even moving into the cellular system, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And all those free radicals are taking the rightful place into the pit of hell right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Those cancerous cells are drying up now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And they're being cast into the fiery sea, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you, God, for the new report. Oh, God, for you those that are dealing with cancer, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God, for the new report. I thank you, God, hallelujah, for your miracle power working right now and healing those with the cancers, Father God, in every area of their body, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, wherever the cancer is. I thank you, God, that the bomb went in right now and arrested it and cast it into the fiery sea. Oh, God, the bomb choked out the cancer right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, for you are worthy and you are able. Oh, God, hallelujah, worthy, worthy master. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Worthy to your name, Father. You are worthy, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. And you stand by your name, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. You are the strong tower, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And you're moving upon your people, Father God. Those, oh, God, dealing with issues, oh, God, in the throat area, Father God. I thank you that it's just been killed right now. Oh, God, those throat issues have just died by the fire. Oh, God, died in the fire, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory to your name, Father God. I thank you that those ear issues in the inner ear, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, and them equilibrium issues, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, are stabilized right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I thank you for the high blood pressure, Father God. It's coming under the obedience of your word, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. It's bowing down to you right now, Father God, and those blood pressures are being divinely aligned, Father God, the way you designed them, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. To be, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and the diabetes, Father God, glory, hallelujah. I thank you that it's being cast into that fiery sea right now, even as, oh, God, you're stabilizing the blood sugars in the A1C, even as you're touching the balm, oh, God, it's flowing all over and all in and outside of the pancreas right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah. And pancreas, we command you to come under the obedience of God's word and pump insulin right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Pump it how God designed the body to pump the insulin. Oh, God, I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that you're doing it right now. And we cut off the tentacles of diabetes right now. We cut those tentacles off right now. And we rip it out of the belly and cast it into the fiery sea. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we just want to thank you. Oh, God, we thank you, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, for fevers being cast into the fiery sea. We thank you for the flu being cast into the fiery sea. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. For COVID, Father God, glory, hallelujah. All manners of COVID, Father God. Every one of his counterparts, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Every one, oh, God, of his strains, Father God, being cast into the fiery sea right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. For you are worthy, oh, God. Oh, God, hallelujah. We bind you up off the righteous thing, oh, God, today, Father God. And we send it back to the dry place, oh, God. We bind you up, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Dementia and Alzheimer's today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And I thank you that the bomb, Father God, glory, hallelujah, is moving in too. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, the memory department, Father God, the long-term memory, the short-term memory is being restored by the bomb right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory to your name, Father God, for you are worthy. Oh, God, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I thank you for the bomb healing. Oh, God, hallelujah, that prostate cancer right now. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we command you, prostate cancer, to go back to the pit of hell in the mighty name of Jesus. You have no authority. You got to loose God's people right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we're giving you glory today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, because you are able, oh, God, and you are the healer, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we give you praise, oh, God, for every disease and every disorder and every dysfunction in the body known to man is being healed right now. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. The neck pain has got to go right now. That shoulder pain has got to go right now. That carpal tunnel syndrome has got to go right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We praise you and we bless you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, those issues in the knee, oh, God, have got to go right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Those issues in the mind, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, have got to go right now. Oh, God, I thank you that you're shifting the mindset right now of your people, Father God. I thank you, God, that you're working in the intricate parts of the mind, Father God, where bipolar lies, Father God. It got to rise up right now and take its rightful place in the fiery sea, oh, God, because you're stabilizing that mind, oh, God, hallelujah, where bipolar has lied in it for years and years upon years, oh, God. You're loosening that mind right now, oh, God. You're loosening that mind of schizophrenia right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And paranoia has got to go right now, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Anxiety is leaving now, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory to your name, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, we thank you, God, hallelujah, that split personality is leaving right now, Father God, and the whole man is emerging right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. The true self is emerging right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. And somebody is coming into the knowledge right now, Father God, of who you call them to be, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, I break the chains, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. And the shackles off of the mind right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I break the chains of pain off your people, Father God, of hurt, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Hurt, oh God, from others, Father God. Hurt, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, from family, Father God. Hurt, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, from friends, oh God. I thank you that is being dissolved right now. Every chain, every fetter, oh God, glory, hallelujah, is being dissolved right now and destroyed, oh God, by the breaker's anointed right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Every shackle is being loosed right now, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. And we just want to thank you, God, and give you praise and glory and honor for what you're doing for the people today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And I thank you, God, that the wealth portals are open right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, and your people wherever are able to reach up right now and grab exactly what they need, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, for their businesses, Father God, for their, oh God, for their bills, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, for those things, those timelines, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, I thank you, God, that you're taking the back from against the wall, Father God, as you're blessing your people. Oh God, right now, oh, you already stored up the wealth, oh God, of the wicked for the righteous, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, and all we got to do is trust you, Father God. All we got to do is stand believing you, Father God. All we got to do is call it in. Oh God, speak those things as though they were, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Because you said that the power of life and death is in the tongue, Father God, so we can speak our blessings and, Father God, glory, hallelujah, because it's already here. You already done it, Father God. Oh, God, we got to open our mouths, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, and hallelujah, bring the manifestation forth, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, with the power of our tongue, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. So I just want to thank you and praise you, oh, God, for all that you're doing, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Thank you, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, for someone's tires, Father God. Oh, God, hallelujah. You're supplying the need for the tires they need, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. I thank you, God, that the need is being supplied. Oh, God, for that rent, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I thank you that eviction is canceled now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, for you supplying the need for tuition today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, for all that you're doing, Father God. Everything us, your people, need, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, as we trust you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God, that it shall be supplied to us, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God, hallelujah, that this open heaven is accessible to all that believe, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And Father God, I pray right now, oh God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, and come against the destruction that lays waste at noonday, Father God, even as we're in the noonday watch, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, and I'm binding up everything that's not like you, Father God, every high and haughty thing that has drawn itself against your knowledge and your power, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and every opposing force, we drive it back to the pit of hell right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Every trick and every trap and every boy and every plot of the enemy, we render it null and void right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Every snare, oh God, glory, hallelujah, we render it null and void in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Every setup, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, we drive it back to the pit of hell in the mighty name of Jesus. Every scandal, we drive it back to the pit of hell in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. We cut off the lying lips of Lucifer right now, and we cast it into the fire right now. Oh God, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh God, every wagon tongue, every lying tongue, oh God, is cast into the fire right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And we just want to thank you and praise you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, for what you're doing right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, for your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, for how you're standing right up right now, Father God, and scattering every enemy, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you and stand on your word, oh God. In Isaiah 54 and 17, that saith no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up in judgment against us shall be condemned. We thank you that it is condemned, oh God. We stand, oh God, on your word, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, that says, oh God, in Psalms 91 and 1, oh God, the day that the well in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. So we thank you, God, that we are hidden, oh God, and we are safe, oh God, under your wings, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We give you praise and we give you glory and we give you honor, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And we just bind up witchcraft today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We're binding up that white magic, the black magic, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. The voodoo and the hoodoo, the hexes and the vexes and the taboos. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. The hocus pocus, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. That Santeria, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. The obia, Father God. Every dark art, Father God. We send it back to the dry place in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, for you are worthy and you are able to do all things but fail. We break and destroy curses today, Father God. We lift them up off of your people today. We break and destroy, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, incantations today, Father God, glory, hallelujah. We break, Father God, glory, hallelujah, spells off your people today, Father God. And we thank you, God, that the scales are falling off the blind eyes today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and you're able to see, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, they're able to see. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. The enemy from a mile away, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. They're able to discern as you raise the discernment, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, they're able, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, to look at things through the spiritual lenses as you amplify, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, the seer capacity, Father God. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, we're able to hear you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Even as, oh, God, you magnify our hearing, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and we just thank you. We just praise you, God, for all that you're doing and all that you've done. Father God, glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, for newness. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, that it's out with the old and in with the new. Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you, God, hallelujah, even for the layers of our flesh being poured back today, Father God, and cast into the fiery sea, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God, hallelujah, that we are walking in the Spirit. Father God, glory, hallelujah, that we are walking in the fruits of the Spirit today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and we thank you. Oh, God, that you have forgiven us of every sin of omission and commission. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and you've given us a fresh start today, Father God, glory, hallelujah. And we just bless you and praise you, and we thank you that while we're yet speaking, you've already answered, Father God, glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, even those silent requests, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you that you're moving on them. Oh, God, even those long-time prayers, Father God, we thank you, God, that they shall manifest quickly and swiftly and not too many days henceforth, Father God. Those things we forgot about, Father God, that we had up before you for years, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We shall see the manifestation, and we bless you, and we praise you in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah to our King.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you right now for the season that you have brought us into. Your word said in Ecclesiastes 3 and 1, to everything there's a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. And now, God, we decree and declare your word, God, as Job 22 and 28 said, if we decree a thing, so shall the thing be established. Now, God, we loose the word from Psalms 107 and 20. Lord, you said you sent your word and you healed them. And you delivered them from all destruction. We also released the word from Isaiah 9 and 5. You said, for every battle of a warrior is with confused knowing, a garment rolled in blood. But this will be the burning fuse of fire. Father, we release right now your presence, your glory, and your power over the lives of your people, even now, in the name of Jesus. We connect our frequency with the frequency of intercessors and prayer warriors in the name of Jesus. Because you said in your word that a threefold cord is not easily broken. You also said in your word in the book of Matthew 18 and 18, whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven, and then whatever we loose on earth is loosed in heaven. You said in verse number 19, where there's two or three gathered together in your name, and we touch and agree on earth to ask in anything in the Father's name, it shall be done. God, we loose in Exodus 20. 3 and verse 25, and we shall serve the Lord your God, and you shall bless our bread and thy water, and you will take sickness away from the midst of us. Father, we decree and declare every attack against the body of your people, God. We speak to the anatomy right now in the name of Jesus, that there should nothing come nigh their body, God, in the name of Jesus. And anything that have touched their body, God, we take an authority over it, because your word said in Isaiah 10 and 27, and it shall come to pass that in that day that the yoke shall be taken off their shoulder and the burden from around their neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Father, we thank you for the power of the anointing. We thank you for the glory of the anointing even now. In the mighty name of Jesus, let your healing power be released, God. You said in Isaiah 65 and 24, and it shall come to pass that before we call, God, you have already answered. And while we're yet speaking, God, you will already hear, God. So, God, we know that you're omnipotent, you're omniscient, and you're omnipresent, God. You said in Revelation 1 and 8 that you're Alpha and Omega. You're the beginning and the end, the first and the last, which was, which is to become, God Almighty. So we know that we're wrestling not against the flesh or the blood, but it's against a demonic principality and power and rulers of darkness of this world and spiritual wickedness in high places. But God, when Jesus ascended, he descended into the earth, God, and he brought captivity captive, and he released gifts unto men. And Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, move over the men and women of God, that they will open up the gift that's inside of them, God, and they will operate and flow from the things that you have mandated for their life even now. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you right now for your mighty hand and your mighty power over them, in them, and through them. Your word said in the book of Philippians 4 and 4, you said, rejoice in the Lord. You said, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, you say, rejoice. You said, let our moderation be known to all men that you are at hand. And you said, we should be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer, supplication, and thanksgiving, let our requests be made known unto you. Elohim, Abba, Yahweh, God Emmanuel, we're standing on the word of God, and your peace, God, will pass all understanding, God. And God, we should stay in that place, in the name of Jesus, that our mind and our heart should stay through Jesus Christ. You said, finally, my brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, and whatsoever things are just, God, you said, whatsoever things are pure, and whatsoever things are lovely, and whatsoever things are good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things, and those things which we have both learned, received and heard, and seen in you, do, and the God of peace shall be with us. And God, we know that you are Jehovah Shalom, God. You are our peace, God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you right now for turning the captivity of the hand of the enemy away from your people in this season, God, from demonic darts, from demonic spirits, from demonic chanters and whispers. God, you're closing up the mouth of the gossipers. You're shutting up the mouth of the fetters, God, because you're loosing us into a new place in you, because you're saying your word in Isaiah 54 and verses 17, that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, it shall be condemned. For this is the heritage of the redeemed, of the servant of the righteous. You said in Isaiah 55 and 17, by way of David, he said, at noon, at morning, and at evening, will we pray and cry aloud that you might hear our voice. God, we thank you right now for your word in Luke 18 and 1 unto this end, that men are to always to pray and to not faint. God, we will continue in the place of prayer. We will continue in the mindset of prayer. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you right now for the victory, God, of prayer, God. In the name of Jesus, you said in Jeremiah 29 and verse number 11 that you know the thoughts that you think towards us, says the Lord. You've got thoughts of good and not of evil to give us an expected end. Then we should come unto you, God, and pray and seek you with all of our heart, and you will be found of us, God. in the name of Jesus. God, we decree and declare that in us and through us are the power and the glory of your word, God. Because you said in your word, God, in Ephesians 3 and 20, now unto him who's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. God, we thank you for the power to live right, the power to walk right, the power to breathe right, the power to do right. In the name of Jesus, Father, release the power over your people, God, that they will be strengthened, God, in the middle of battle fatigue, in the middle of frustration, in the middle of aggravation, in the middle of stress and weariness, in the middle of financial burden, God. You empower them in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now for the power, God, the power, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you strengthen that man. You strengthen that woman, God, in the name of Jesus. Let your healing balm of Gilead fall fresh on them, because you said in your word, God, in Psalm 119 and 89, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. And Father, we thank you right now for the season that you've settled there. In the name of Jesus, you said in verse 105 that the word of God is a light unto our feet. It's a lamp unto our pathway. God, which standing on the word of God, we lifted up our children, God, because you said in your word by way of David in Psalm 37 and 25, he said, yet he was young, but now he was old. Never have he seen the righteous forsaken, neither their seed begging bread. You said in your word in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, suffer the little children to come unto you and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you right now for healing being the children bread. God, we thank you for the healing power that's being released over the lives of your people. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, cover that mind, God, that mind issue, that the person dealing with the mind, God, cover their mind. We cast that devil out of the mind, and we rebuke the attacks of the enemy against their mind, because you said in your word in Isaiah 26, God, you said in 3, you will keep us in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you. God, we thank you for a mind today to be stayed on you, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you today for working out all of the details for your men and women of God in the name of Jesus. Father, you give them the restraint that they need to breathe, to work, and to walk in your perfect will. Father, we thank you for it right now. We're lifting up our widows and our widowers. God, in the name of Jesus, make a way for them. Those that are grieving, God, bring them out of the place of grieving in your timing for them, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now that God, we're doing a searching of ourselves in the season. As David said in Psalm 139 and 24, he said, search me, O God, and know me, God, and know my heart, and try me, and see if there be any wicked ways in me, and lead me unto life everlasting. Father, we thank you right now for the prayers today that have been loose over the lives of those that are healed and doing of your word. Father, we thank you before in advance, and we give you praise, glory, and honor for your supernatural presence over your people, even the more in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, God, we are speaking to the financial reserve in the land, and a financial reserve that belongs to your people, that they walk in total blessing and victory of the financial reserve that you have for their life. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, loose it unto them. Release it unto them now in Jesus' name. Let them have the financial reserve, the money that belongs to them, God, that was been held up, God. Release it unto them even now in Jesus' name. And Father, we give you praise, glory, and honor in the name of Jesus for what you're doing for them in advance. In Jesus' mighty name, thank you for it now. Thank you for it now. Glory to God. And now by the power of God and by the authority of God and by the ability of Almighty God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, save God. Hallelujah. Amen to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for the victory today. Thank you, God, for the victory today. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. It is so. For the power of God, the healing presence of God, and glory on our life. Philippians 4:19, but our God should supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And we just entered into a breakthrough hour right now, a breakthrough hour for your life, that the glory of God may manifest for you now in the name of the Lord. It is so in Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen. We thank God for the prayer today and those who have been standing with us and bleeding. I just bless the Lord today for what the Lord has done supernatural. Wow. And the supernatural thing that is released to you, you and you on today. In Jesus' mighty name. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He supplies us with what we need right now to walk in the things of him. In Jesus' name. Bless the Lord today. All right. If the Lord released the word for us, the faith of God or the people of God, this time to give you opportunity to release. Now, if you were one of the ones that prayed first, give you all the opportunity to release what God has given you. Giving you anything for word of knowledge, word of wisdom, the interpretation of the tongues. We want to give you an opportunity, those who pray with read the scripture, and release what God has given you. We want you to go first. And then after that, we're going to give those that are listening in opportunity to release what God has for them, that the Spirit of the Lord God move over them onto that. Amen. So if you're on the blog side, you can hit one on your dial blog talk. If you're on the conference line, you can hit start six at this time. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, Prophet Matthews. Praise the Lord. Everyone on the line, God bless you all. God gave me, first he spoke to me victory, and then he gave me Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you. Then he said, seek me, my children. Everything you need, I'll hold it in my mighty right hand. He said, but you must seek me and my righteousness above all else. Then he said, as you seek me first and my righteousness, my children, you shall experience victory in every area of your lives, victory in those areas where there has been no movement. As you seek me above all else in my righteousness, he said, the mountains that have been stagnant and in the way shall move. They will move out of the way. The lack will move. Lack will move. He said, hindrance will move. Blockages and stoppages and delays will be moved out of the way. And he said, as you seek me in my righteousness, seek me above all else, I shall expedite and rush the blessings to you. Seek me. Seek me, and you shall have victory. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you all. Love you all.
Amen. Wow. Expedite. Thanks the Lord. Thank you, woman of God. For that release, glory to God, expedite. Hallelujah, glory to God. Wow. And it's so interesting. God is, the Spirit of the Lord God is moving over the people of God. Because what was is coming to the surface. God is really exposing what demonic spirits are doing through men and women of God And many of them found out now, Apostle Simmons, and thanks to God, that the people that set them up and put them out there are no longer with us. So the people that have been set up to assassinate us and set up to do what they do in the world, the support, the people who pushed them out there and not with them. Isn't it interesting? The devil will set you up and then he'll leave you out there with no help. See, God is doing something so powerful right now for the believer and for the men and women of God in this season of our life. We just have to stay in that place of God and don't give your enemy no attention. Don't give him no attention. Don't give that enemy no attention because God is moving over our behalf right now. Stay in that place of God, I'm telling you. God is moving. See what the enemy, the landmine that the enemy set for you, he's actually getting hit by his own trap that he set. Because the power of God is not going to let us go through more than he's able to bear. He's there for us. Thank God for that woman of God. Anyone else today? Hallelujah to the Lamb of God.
Prophet, I just want to say that really quick, I want to come in again and say that even as you were saying landmines, God was telling me to tell the people to watch out for the snares because the enemy has laid out landmines. And then you go and say landmines as God was dropping that on us. So watch out for the snares because the enemy has laid out landmines. So watch out for the, God said, watch out for the snares because the enemy, he's amped up his army. His army is in position. His army is in place, and they're moving. And he's not going to stop until he kills, steals, and destroys. So watch out for the snares because the landmines are set. Amen. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Thank you for believing that woman of God. God, you know God is doing some powerful things for his people. As I was ministering in Arizona, we talked about the unstoppable mandate and the enemy will always try to hinder the unstoppable thing. But we are in the spirit and watching the manifestation of God. Amen. On this 20th day in the fourth month of 2022, the power of God hand is moving over many of us right now. I said something on April the 16th on my Facebook. I said there are many people that are helping those that betrayed us. And remember, Judas always come before justice. You're in the season of the setup that did not work. It was a setup that did not work. What the enemy does, what he set up to happen, it did not work. So we just blessing the Lord today for you, man of God, you woman of God, you people of God, you're in a powerful season of the things of the Lord. Amen. All right, anyone else today? Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for prayer. We thank God for the power of prayer. And those that are connected with us, thank God for this great season that he has us here. And many things that the Lord is doing for you, I'm telling you that it's very powerful. What God is doing for the people of God, that we are being strengthened in this season, strengthened in this season, in ways that we wouldn't even imagine. God is strengthening us through his word and through the power of his word because we just trust the Lord. We trust the Lord. Okay? We trust the Lord. And if you trust the Lord, God is going to move over you in every area of your life. So we thank God for what the Lord is doing. Amen. And giving him all the praise, the glory, and honor. We're going to take a commercial. We'll be right back.
Save the day. Save the day. Save the day. Ron Matthews Ministries presents the Lifeline Prophetic Experience Conference. Lifeline Prophetic Experience Conference 2022.
11 years.
The 11th year celebration. June 24th through 26th, 2022. Get ready. It happens at Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry. 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. Dr. Ron Matthews Sr., Pastor. Save the day. Save the day. Save the day. June 24th through 26th. More details on the way. Get ready and ready and ready.
The new book is coming soon. The latest from Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. The new book is coming soon. Written by Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D.
Get ready to have your spirit lifted and your soul rejuvenated.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. By Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. Stay tuned for the book release date and information on how to purchase your copy. Coming soon.
Coming soon.
Join Prophet LaRon Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to LaRon Matthews on Facebook and LaRon Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
Times are subject to change depending upon...
The book is now available.
The book is now available.
The ultimate read. Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter. The brand new read by Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. It's available now. Love, the Unfinished Chapter. Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter with a very special foreword by the late great Bishop Rance Allen. Available now. You can purchase your book at WeRestoreYou.org.
That's WeRestoreU, the letter U.org.
On Amazon.com. Or you can call area code 708-825-1988.
Area code 708-825-1988.
For an autographed copy, order from WeRestoreYou.org. Order today. Get ready to enjoy the latest from Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. Love, the Unfinished Chapter. Order your copy today.
Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation, Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.WeRestoreYou.org. That's WeRestore, the letter U.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
Amen. God bless the people of God on today.
God bless you, Father.
You on today. God bless you on today.
Praise the Lord. God bless everyone on the line. This is Prophetess Carswell. I wanted to...
God bless you, woman.
Praise God. God bless you in your hearing and to everyone on the line. I wanted to share what the Lord was giving to me as the prayer was going forth. And as I was here in the sanctuary, meditating on the time that we're in, and I hear the Spirit of the Lord say that this is a dual time for the children of Israel, for his chosen people. He said he wanted his people to understand that this is a commemoration of coming out of Egypt. This is the year of Pentecost. This is my mighty move. He said, but he also wants you to understand that there's a civil side to my order. There's a civil side to his community. And he's bringing back order. This is going to be the year of the ex-con, saith the Lord. Those that were in a felonious experience, those that have been, hallelujah, those that have been led captive, they're being released. You're going to see many being loose from different nashe, different drugs, different problems. Those that have been exiled, those that have been what we call missing or lost, MIA. I hear the Spirit of the Lord say it is a great re-emerging in this hour. God said, I'm going to re-emerge. I'm going to bring them up from a capsized state. I hear the Lord say that he is even strengthening the knees of the weak that were once among you. They are no longer weak, and the student is going to become the teacher. I hear the Spirit of the Lord say that there is going to be an acceleration. And Dr. Matthews, I hear the Lord say that your investment is going to pay back. I hear the Holy Ghost say to tell you that your investment is well, and it will pay back. Hallelujah. And I thank God for what he is saying, that reemerging, even in the place of your administration as overseer, seeing your pastor, Prophet PhD, I hear the Spirit of the Lord say that there were many that you will be bandaging. You're going to be taking care of many leaders that have lost or got their wings clipped as a figure of speech. But you will hear this in another sense and say that you will be taking care of wounded Levites. You will be taking care of, glory to God, wounded elders. You will be taking care of. The reemerging is that they had to be in a place somewhere to be recovered, to be delivered, and to be reset, in place. Continue their journey, glory to God. So I thank the Lord for this hour that we're in. He said, study my calendar. Don't forget where you came from. We came up out of Egypt with a mighty hand. We came up out of bondage. And this is a sign, the season of the new year for the people of God that recognize that we are in our promise. You're living a promised land because his life is golden, as I promised to you. I promised you that it is golden, says the Lord. Glory to God. He said, and also walk civil. Take the land. Walk civil. Glory to God. There are many things, glory to God, that God is going to help you bump into. When your ways please me, saith the Lord, I will make your enemy your footstool. I hear the Lord say the Deuteronomy effect is now upon you, that as long as you love me with all of your heart, with all of thy might, with all of thy strength, he said it, I will take care of your enemy face to face. Hallelujah. So I bless the Lord, Dr. Matthew, for you. And the ministerial teams that are here making this day possible, for those that are still standing on the wall, standing in the gap and building up the hedges, I salute you. Glory to God. A lunch for champions. God bless you.
Amen. I definitely receive the word from God on today. I thank you, God, for your obedience to release that word, a timely word for what's going on in the land, and a timely word for what the Lord is doing in the lives of his people and the lives of us all in this season. So I certainly thank God for that word you released to me on today. I receive it. I'm learning that when I receive a word from God's servants and prophets, I'm sowing into that word. So text me your Cash App information, and I'm sowing into that word. I've learned that when God blesses us with a word from the Lord, I don't delay. Amen. I receive a servant. I receive the word of God onto that, and I receive the word of the Lord God. He's taking us out of this system here. Because I noticed that during this time of the year, that every time, like 2022, and things 2020, and things begin to happen, and they start throwing the bondage and locking people up. That was the time. Passover is to pass us over, and many people got locked in, bound, churches, leaders, pastors. And every year when they come, they get bound and locked in the same thing, and God is trying to liberate us, all of the pagan things they wanted to follow to lock us back in, but God is liberating us. And all through these times, God has liberated us the more and the more. That's what we're teaching on this series. It's time to graduate. Amen. It's time to graduate, saints, from all that's going on. This huge window that's open, and many saints have been talking about it, I believe, from 2019, 2020, 21, 22, even before that, the open heaven. When you hear the word open heaven, you have to feed those moments, those prophetic portals, so we can walk into them. We hear, but we don't move. We don't say, I receive it. We don't tap into those dimensions. We just say, oh, okay, I'm excited, and shout, and you ain't went nowhere. Jumping up and down, and it went nowhere. You have to tap into those things that God revealed to us. So I receive today the open window. I receive today that word. I receive for myself. I Lord. I accept it. I receive it from me today in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, the Lamb of God. Bless the Lord today. Bless the Lord. Anyone else today? Anyone else? Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I bless the Lord.
Yes, sir. Yes. Yes. Yes, sir. This is the name. God bless you.
Yes, ma'am.
And everyone on the line.
God bless
you. Everyone on the line.
Amen.
I enjoyed what Prophet has just ministered or spoke. Before she came in, I was going to share something close to that and where I am. I thank God for showing us or you guys, even in prayer, all the hindrances, the interfering, how the enemy trying to attack and trying to throw us off. I was like, God, what's going on? I said, why is the enemy trying so hard? Why? What's going on? It must be a reason. You know, that's the way I always looked at it. So I also heard the name of the ministry again. We're doing is to restore restoration, the foundation. You're restoring, especially when it comes to my life. I appreciate you so much, and everyone that's praying. It's, I know that God shut the door to where I was and opened this new door for me. And what he's showing me is that he wants me to continue to grow, continue. There's, in other words, he's saying there's more. There's more than I knew. When it comes to ministry, when it comes to my life, and I was like, wow, God, you mean there's more? So I'm just amazed, and I just thank God for, he just said, stay with it, fast with them, agree, and God is the one that we put our trust in and believe him, and I just know that we have to walk our faith. So I just appreciate you all for what you're doing. Thank you again for all your labor of love is what I want to say. Amen. Thank you. For not giving up on me.
Amen. Bless you and today, woman of God. Bless the Lord. For you as well. Honor the Lord. On today, in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. The God is up to mighty things for us. And we're counting up the cost and we're counting down everything and being upon the faith and believing on today, celebrating his great and mighty exploits for our life and the work that he's doing in our life and through our life on today. I bless God for the kingdom leaders that are at hand in the season. Amen. Thank you, woman. God bless you on today. Anyone else today? Hallelujah.
God bless you. God bless you, Prophet Matthews.
God bless you.
This is Evangelist Marshall. And to all the kingdom leaders on the line, enjoyed everything that's been said up to this point. I thank God for him moving up on these prophetic conference line, even with Prophet Simmons. Ministry as well today. When Prophetess Carswell was releasing the word to you, God has shown me the TV show MASH, M-A-S-H, and you know they was in the barracks, you know, in the war, and they had them in the tent, you know, and they were nursing them, And so when God gave me the MASH, M-A-S-H, it was just like an airplane, you know, that fly around with that sign. You know, people got them, will you marry me? You know, all those types of signs, the banner thing that flies around whenever somebody want to give a message. And on that sign of the MASH, God gave me to tell you, M is master, A is all, S is spiritual, H is hurt. That in the ministry of the, you know, how she said you're going to heal and help those, you're going to master all spiritual hurts. Now, you know, I told you, you know how I am with this. I'm like, Lord, you sure it's not he going to mentor, you know? No, master all spiritual. You know, that lets me know you got a shepherd's heart. You know the people are hurting. You know the people are bleeding, you know, on the inside. And that's what happens. It shows out on the physical what is really happening in the spiritual, from healing to everything. We already know that arthritis is affiliated with, like, unforgiveness, rebellion, you know, but it come out in another form. So we just thank God for enlarging your territory, and we thank God for what he's doing, for equipping you, for the people that's coming your way in the ministry to be able to master all in the spiritual realm. God bless you, sir.
Amen. God bless you too, woman God. And I certainly receive the word of the Lord God, because I in my intercession, in my prayer, as I was praying, the Lord was showing me leaders, men and women of God, leaders, men and leaders, who are destitute right now, that are going through, and they're looking for leadership guidance to be able to guide them. And I said, Lord, when you send them, give me the wisdom and the knowledge. But Lord, allow me to master, to be able to master these problems. Because what we're dealing with is mental, major mental illness and trauma that are coming at people. And you have to be very sensitive to these people that are traumatized. And the reason being, because you're trying to tap into their trauma when they're in this pain so greatly. They're not willing to open up, but they want your help. But they've been so traumatized. You have to be very skillful in being able to deal with people who are traumatized. And see, hurting people hurt people. So there are forces that are sending out, adding insult to people's trauma. And these people, insults to people's trauma, are opening up wounds. So we have so many people that are mentally dealing with trauma, mental health issues, and it's at a greater rate than we even, the medical profession even discussing. So that what they're doing is they're creating a medication. We got to create a presence and a style to bring them out of those places and out of those things, because people are mentally ill, and most people are mentally ill. They don't give you a chance to say anything. They're not going to let you say anything, because they have to get their point out because of their destitute, their broken, their trauma, their major issues in their life. So you have to be able, we as believers have to ask God to direct us in dealing with these people who have been traumatized in the state that they're in, so they can be set free from the issues that are in their life. And I've been believing God for that. And ask the Lord, because some things, you got to cast them out. But some things, people are traumatized by them, and they don't even know how to release it. So you can't cast out anything if a person don't know that they have it. So we believe in God to give us that understanding to deal with these men, women, and people who are being traumatized in their life by demonic spirit, family members, loved ones, hurt, wounds, scars, that they have been mentally and physically traumatized in their lives, so that God can bring them out of these traumas that they are facing in their lives. So I receive that, woman of God. I receive that from you, Evangelist Marsha. I receive that from the prophet of the Lord on today. And I thank God for that word today, because there's so much that is going on right in this season of ministry and breakthrough and promotion that we have to be able to deal with, in spite of not wanting to deal with it. So thank God today for the servant today. Thank you. Thank today. Thank you. And thank you as well, Prophet Paula. We appreciate your prayer today. And I thank you, God.
God bless us. Hi. Bless us, Prophet. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. God bless you all today.
Bless you. And to all the mighty prayer warriors, the prophetess Tracy and Carter, and the mighty woman of God, Gwen Marshall, their feet. And God only spoke two words to me. He just said, tell the people to study me. He said, study him. Study him. And I can see why he said it, to study him, because all the things that you've been talked about and how the prophetic line is flowing today, and how you said you have, you know, dealing with the hurt of people, we have to know how God, we have to study him and how the Lord moved with people and how he dealt with the enemy and how he dealt with the people and how we are to be ready in our position to be able to, you know, deal with the hurt, as you spoke. But that's what he told me. He told me to tell the people to study him. Study our Lord God Almighty, to study him.
Amen.
Amen.
Wow. Thank you, Victoria. Amen. Thank you for releasing that. And I was sharing that earlier today about the elevation, the soaring. We're trying to figure God out. And God said, you ain't got to figure me out, understand it. And I shared that on the finish line today. And very powerful, because we are in a very strategic time in God and in the things of the Lord and in the presence of him that is so powerful for us. And he said, just soar. I understand you. You just keep doing what I told you to soar. That's a powerful place. And I thank God for you. I share that. I'm releasing that to him. Woman of God, I receive that on tonight.
Amen.
My God, thank you for being in that vein. So many of us are in that powerful vein today. Thank you, Saints of God, for being in that same vein of what God is saying to us for this hour. I told you, Lord, in the self-same hour, I'm waiting for him to do it. So I thank God for this hour. Amen.
God bless you, God bless you. I would like to share, as a woman of God was speaking, and as you were exhorting the people concerning how the church has to be more than a museum, in other words, I'm just bringing it to you the way I perceive it, that the church is a healing place, not a museum, a place where Rembrandts and things are just hung on the wall. Can I say it that way? Because it's going to cost us more for those that have endured hardship as a good soldier. But while I'm saying that, with agreement to what you were just disclosing, concerning how you don't know what a person is going through. They look normal on the outside, doctor. And they have phantomed a normal system of getting through life until you get to talking with them. And then you see that there's so much bottled up hurt and pain. And the reason why I say that is that Lord has had me in a place of silence and a sensitive place to understand the aging. And my residence now, I'm collectively residing where more of the age population is there than individuals in my own age. And there's a different level of communication where it made me to understand how their value system is so much honored, their value. They've lived such a long life. What they have, they have. They don't fight. You don't hear them squabbling. They just go in and out religiously, and nothing changes because what they have lived their life and they have seen everything. But what do you do with someone that says they see everything, but they have not tapped into it, and they have believed what they see is reality? They believe, they have actually convinced themselves that their reality is real when it really isn't. So the Lord took me to Revelation 3:17. And while he was having me to visit that scripture, he gave me this vision, Dr. Matthews, and I'm going to make it very brief. He gave me this vision last week. And in the vision, there was women coming to this
a banquet. And in the place of the banquet, the women were very well dressed. But when one came up to give an honor to a certain person, the Lord happened to say, "Woman, why are you dressed like that? Let me cover you." She was dressed up looking very nice in appropriate attire, but she had was not completely dressed, and her nakedness showed. But she said, "I was all right, doctor." And it troubled my spirit. She kept walking around because she didn't believe what I was saying, that she was uncovered. And when I say uncovered, you can see her anatomical part. And I went to grab her jacket, and I covered around her. She was greeting everybody and mixing at a banquet, going on like there was nothing wrong. And I woke up out of the vision, out of the night vision, with tears in my eyes saying, "Lord, let the church help. We are supposed to see and be in a position to help cover rather than run the tail of someone's making it. Rather than to run, not saying anyone's doing this, that's what the world does. I'm speaking in contrast to from a revelatory place. When we see someone uncovered, whether spiritual or in the natural, so many that say they are all right actually have mixed themselves with the population and have not learned in the honoring of the aging in that population or the honoring of what God has given you to even reside and occupy in that space. You're there for a reason. You're there for a season. You're there for ministry. And I'm learning, Dr. Matthews, that in this hour that God has had me to come through a place of settling, a place of stability, stabilizing, and for me to see more clear of where it is ministry is supposed to birth out from. It is a place of humble satisfying to say, "Lord, I'm willing to help whatever I find my hands to do, not what I want to do, but ministry is right before us if we seek the Lord from a pure place. If we stay in that place of prayer and worship, God will reveal, he will open up the chambers of mystery, doors of mystery, doors of hidden, doors of generational curses, doors that only love can unlock." And that really troubled me. I just wanted to say it because when you were speaking, this is the hour where you're dealing with mental illness and people that, as God let me see a week ago, the woman actually had in her mind, Dr. Matthew said, "What do you mean? I look great." She was naked. She was uncovered, undone. And you look at that now where people figure that they got it all together. And one mistake, one pressure can bust a steel pipe. Pressure cause a person to be in a denial and self-sabotaging place. And we miss it because we're fighting over position. Who's with this? Who's dog bigger than this? Who's prophetic school going? All of these things where we're supposed to be serving. And I really want to just be in a place where God can cause me, if it's my season of just prayer and intercession, let me be the best prayer and intercession for this hour. I know that God has called him to work in the office of the prophet, but that means nothing if I'm not yielded to move wherever God wants me to move.
Yeah.
People are naked, hungry, and they're blind. And we have the gifts, and we want to fight over who uses, where we use it. I want to do more for God. I ask God to let me be this living sanctuary, not that people can come in to see Robbie, but that they will see the love of God in me, that I will have, that they will have a place where they can find themselves to be comfortable and covered and warm and to feel like you talked last night. I just thank God. I just had to share that. Thank you, Dr.
Matt. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Bless you, Lord. Thank you for the listening. This has been very critical to have. And rightfully so. Every elevation requires a manifestation of something. So something has to manifest in the elevation of a thing so we know how to deal with it. And we lose more throwing some away that we can repair or to restore. But we just have to have a certain wisdom to be able to do it in the kingdom of God and bring restoration to God's people. that needs it, that so many people really need us in this season, in trusting in God's people to be that, that restoring power and strength for them all today. I thank God today for that. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Saint to God. Amen. The unstoppable mandate in the earth, and unstoppable. We've been tested, tried, and proved in everything that we do in the kingdom of God. Our glass walls and glass doors and title won't get it. We gotta get down and get down into the brokenness of things. And God is requiring us to do that. Understand. So I thank God today for what he's given us, what he's released. In the name of the Lord. Bless the Lord on today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Thank God for that. Bless the Lord. Thank you for God showing us mighty things that he's doing. Mighty things that he's doing. Mighty things that he's doing for the body, the people of God on today. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, God. Once again, we just thanking God for the mighty, powerful presence of the Lord God moving over us, in us, and through us. He's showing himself mightily. And we're giving him praise and glory and honor for all of those great things. The word of God said, they that know that God will do great exploits. So we thank God for the mighty, great things and the mighty, great exploits that God is doing on behalf of his people today. So thank God for that today. Amen. Hallelujah to the man of God. All right. Well, if you want to be a blessing once again, go to Cash App at MoneyFadRFPM. So a fee or Money Restored User Benefit at yahoo.com. If you want to do it via PayPal, you can do it. PayPal at RonMatthewsMinistries@gmail.com. I'm thanking God for all the seeds that have been sown and those who have been really been a blessing to us and instrument to us unto that. We honor the Lord for you, you and you on this day for your prayer, support, and strength unto that. We give God praise for you in Jesus' name. Administrator Brian, any final words over there? Any announcements? Any final words? Hallelujah.
God bless you, Dr. Matthews, and everyone staying in on the line. Just a quick reminder that Dr. Matthews is on his way to Baltimore, Maryland, May the 15th. I don't have on May the 15th, he's headed to Baltimore Deliverance Center at 1001-05 in North Carolina Street, Baltimore, Maryland. That's the 15th of May for Pastor Karen Sewell. It's the May 22nd Restoration Foundation at the ministry. They're getting ready for their family and friends day, and they would like to invite everyone out at 231 East 146th Street in Harvey, Illinois, where Dr. Matthews is the senior pastor. June, we're solidifying that date for Yonkers, New York. It will either be the end of June or the 1st of July. That's Yonkers, New York in June. And again, the location is coming as well. June 24th through the 26th. Save the date for the 11th Year Lifeline Prophetic Experience Conference at 231 East 146th Street in Harvey, Illinois. The registration fee will be $100. We're solidifying the hotel as we speak. July the 7th, Dr. Matthews is on his way to Chicago, Illinois, to International Deliverance Church Ministries, where Apostle Linda Sherrill is the host pastor. August the 19th to the 21st, Marion, South Carolina, Ark Family Fellowship Church, where Pastor Aaron Myers is the host pastor. September 16th to the 18th, Lifestyle Hair Studios. They're getting ready for Bridging the Gap, Birthing the Love Conference in San Antonio, Texas, hosted by our very own prophetess Tina Rice. And September the 24th through the 25th, New Albany, Mississippi. Pastor Stephen Woods is the host pastor. The dates are quickly filling up. If you desire for Dr. Matthews to be the guest speaker at your conference, your prophetic summit, your revival, he's also a life Christian counselor. We'll be happy to coordinate that for you. Please give us a call.
877-912-2027 or 708-825-1988 and ask for Administrator Bullard. Again, you can call 877-912-2027, 708-825-1988 or email us at LaronMatthewsMinistries@gmail.com. Bless you, Dr. Matthews.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Dubois. And just thank you, God, on today. People of God, we bless the Lord for you on today. Thank God for you. And the Lord continue to bless you and keep you. Don't forget to join us as we share the word of God by drive back with the prophet. Amen. As we share and expound on the word of God, and that his purpose will be done. And in your purpose and destiny on today. Hallelujah.